An Arabic podcast network has closed. The latest from podnews.net with the Dr. John Delaney Show. A podcast network based in Dubai in the UAE, Kerning Cultures, has suspended operations and laid off staff, apparently due to a lack of funding. The female-led Arabic and English network was 8 years old. The website lists 33 staff. They were a partner with Acast. Kerning Cultures was working on Spotify's PodCamp in Saudi Arabia. A notice on the website says that the program has been postponed. Glenn Beck has continued to retweet claims that his podcast was deplatformed and that Apple Podcasts censored his show, and has pinned a comment suggesting that he still doesn't know why the show was taken down. Well, in an investigation, PodNews has discovered that the Glenn Beck program was removed after he knowingly used a trademark of a company that took him to court less than 2 years ago. We have the story in full, linked from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast One has gained approval to be listed on the NASDAQ as a spin-off business from Live One. There's no date yet. Live One's CEO Rob Ellin was interviewed last week in the Podcast Business Journal. Triton Digital released the US podcast ranker for July. SoundExchange has filed a lawsuit against SiriusXM for unpaid music royalties. The lawsuit is not related to the company's podcasts. Libsyn is doing a $250,000 podcast advertising giveaway at Podcast Movement next week. Starglow Media, a kids and family audio company, launched in Los Angeles. Podcast DB and Sonant have launched a podcast advertiser directory to allow agencies to find and buy into podcasts of all sizes. In Kenya, podcast hosting and distribution platform Afropods has formally announced its broadcast to podcast platform. It's already being used for more than 100 stations across Africa. In Nigeria, the Podcast Assembly has been announced for September the 30th, International Podcast Day. The event will be held in Lagos with sessions, panel discussions and interactive workshops. The nominations of the New Jersey Web Fest were announced. There are nominations from a large number of audio fiction producers, and Audio Wave Network, a podcast studio in Detroit, suffered a break-in. In the Pod News Weekly Review today, you'll find a number of interviews, including Jay LaBeouf from Descript, Zach and Rock from Squadcast. The show uses chapters, so you can skip to the best bits. You'll find the Pod News Weekly Review wherever you get your podcasts. And in podcast news, Shaping Success is new from Simply Be, a UK fashion brand. Fleur East interviews some of the UK's leading female icons as they share remarkable journeys of perseverance and personal achievement. HOF's The Podcast is a new show offering a unique experience of deep dives into the lives of sport's most iconic figures from the legends themselves. It's hosted by C. Lamont Smith. Employees Only is a new improv series from iHeart Podcasts and Imagine Audio, featuring the news of the day through the comedic voices of the colourful employees that make up the fictional retail giant Buywell. Crimson Heart Collide marks Hallmark's first entry into scripted podcasting. The show is produced by Air Media. Waterlands is back for a second season. The show from the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust looks at the watery habitats that surround us, telling the stories of people and places that have been shaped by them. It's produced by 1860. And Tumble Science Podcasts for Kids explores stories of science discovery for the whole family. Join Lindsay Patterson and Marshall Escamilla as they ask questions, uncover mysteries, and share what science is all about. It's part of the Airwave Podcast Network, and we thank them for their support this month. This podcast is sponsored by the Dr. John Delaney Show. A more peaceful life is possible. For practical advice on dealing with loneliness, anxiety, depression, relationships, and more, find the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.